Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experiment. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to thank you so much for being here with me. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo. For everybody that celebrates Easter, happy Easter Day, happy Bunny Day. I remember when my son was very, very young. I think he was 5 or 6. Yes, I'm sorry, but I bought into all the fairy tale and the fantasy, and so of course I brainwashed him to do the same thing. And I remember we're talking about Santa Claus, and he discovered Santa Claus wasn't real, and then he found out the Tooth Fairy was me and all this stuff. But then at the end he says, but you know what, Mom? The Easter Bunny is real. So I want to shout out to Nathan, and yes, the Easter Bunny is real. What kind of show is this? Who is this Rebecca Norrington? Who is this? What is this Reality Spirituality radio show? Well, this show, Reality Spirituality, is really about a journey, a discovery of finding happiness. And when I use that word happiness, I'm really talking about the feeling, the sense of peace, the sense of contentment, the sense of knowing that everything is in order, that there are no mistakes in this universe, and that I have no power over what happens, but I definitely have power and control over not resisting and accepting this reality, trusting and surrendering to the bigger plan, to the divine plan of the universe. And this show, just like I have, this show has evolved. And what I want to share today is the truth about the ego. Now I'm going to plug in my ego, because as I always say, this is my show and this is my journey, and I am not going to try to pretend that what is happening for me and what I have been what the universe shows me may be a different thing than what the universe shows you and when the universe shows you. So this is really about the truth about my ego. But I want to say this, hope nobody's listening. I want to say this, that this is the truth about the ego, okay? But before I go on, let me just share with you where my new listeners, where you can find me. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, Facebook, Reality Spirituality. And again, I answer all emails. I'm not going to say when I answer them, but I definitely get around to answering my emails. And you can email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. This journey, this thing that everybody calls life, is always changing and always evolving. I'm telling you that when I began this path to discover, to want, to experience more happiness in my own life, more happiness moment by moment. Oh, I want to say too, you can call in at area code, call in live to speak with me live at area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619 to speak with me live and ask your questions. But when I began I'm just being honest. You, who I am today is unrecognizable as who I was even yesterday or a year ago or 6 months ago. Definitely five years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. You would not, people that knew me then, sorry about that, people. Sorry about that, everybody. Sorry about if you incurred some of my wrath. If you knew me then, again, you wouldn't recognize me now. And the reason for that is that I've discovered with the help of the universe and with my intention to find happiness and what that really means, it has forced me, quite frankly, yes, it has forced me to evolve and change. Now, when you prioritize happiness, when you make that a priority in your life over everything else, over reaching any, quote, man-made goals or whatever kind of idea or achievement that you want, when I prioritized happiness, I found that the direction of my life changed. I was forced to change. Let me share what I just was taught yesterday. That's right, I said yesterday. If you've listened to any past shows about the ego, or if you followed me, number one, thank you, and listen, thank you again. But I remember talking about the ego, and I remember saying that. Well, I remember in the beginning, ego is the enemy. Oh, the bad thoughts, all the negativity, all that negative voice, that's the voice of the ego. Bad ego, bad. Horrible. And then when I got into this not labeling, because all labels subtract from happiness, and really not labeling the ego good and or bad, but realizing that there is a purpose to whatever is going on, whatever is happening in my life, and that means your life too, there is a purpose, there is a divine purpose. So then I had to get to a point where I accepted the ego. And I knew that the ego had a purpose. And this is, listen, here we go. And this is what my mind or my wisdom came up with. And I remember talking about it on my show more than once. And I remember saying that, oh, no, I'm not going to hate on the ego. There's nothing to hate on. No, the ego has a purpose. And the purpose of my ego is to make sure that I have a shower every day, sometimes twice a day, make sure that my hair is shampooed, make sure that my makeup's on, make sure that when I go out of the house I'm not wearing plaids and stripes. Of course, nowadays plaids and stripes match, right? Or paisleys and stripes and plaids and circles and all of that stuff matches now anyway. And, you know, nice grooming, hygiene. I actually thought, raising the left hand up in the air right now, I actually thought that the job of the ego was very simple. It was a simple job. I remember giving an analogy of saying that my ego is basically 5 years old and, you know, needed a lot of attention and wanted the focus to be on the ego. And I remember talking about it endlessly and really, really thinking that this was a definitive definition, and this is how I viewed the ego. And I remember saying, I remember using the analogy that I know the difference between who I am, my spiritual, my divine self, my real self, consciousness, and this ego. I know the difference, and I can focus on which one and focus on which one to give power to. So I remember talking about that again, and then I gave the analogy of, well, you wouldn't put a five-year-old behind a car, would you? Saying that the ego was a five-year-old child, wanting attention, needing attention, wanting to be heard, was right, And quite frankly, everything that I thought that the ego had to say, everything that I thought that the ego had to say was, you ready for this? Not in my best interest. The ego is negative. The ego is you're not doing enough. The ego is that voice of non-content. Well, like everything in this world, I'm always in this place of change and this place of expansion and this place of evolving and this place of personal growth. And now I get to the point where, no, the ego is not the enemy. The ego is not just the voice of malcontent. The ego is not just about negativity. The ego is not about just making me feel bad. You know, that voice that tells you, that negative voice. We've all talked about that negative voice. No, that's not only the job of the ego. And I'm getting chills now. And not only does the ego have a purpose, but the ego has a divine purpose. And let me explain. I remember telling not only myself, but my audience, my son, the ego has a lot of disguises. Pay attention because it can disguise itself and it could trip up in your life and make you think in other words, it's a master of disguises. So it's very tricky. And I remember talking about that. And I remember saying that be careful because the ego wants attention and the ego wants to be fed. And if you're not careful, let me just go back to me. If I'm not careful, the ego will be in charge of my behavior and my words and my perspective. So the ego was a child in my mind, but without any power that I wanted to pay attention to. And let me share with you what date is this today? March, the whatever date this is. I think it's the 20th. I don't even want to guess, but I know it's Easter Sunday, 2016. And let me share with two different stories. One is a story about my soulmate, and he's a person that, in fact, you've heard him on the radio. He's Sid Cartwright. You've heard him on the radio, and this is a story that he's been saying maybe for the last 6 months. And listen, we all have our own challenges, and so his challenge to date is financial. And I remember him telling me more than once. He says, I don't want anything for myself. I don't want money so I could live in a certain neighborhood. He says, I'm happy living in one room. I don't need a lot, maybe a book, a good book, and a radio, and I'm fine. I'm set. He says, but I really want some extra money to help the people that I love, to be able to give to people that I love that are in need, that need, something, or even not need it, just maybe as a gift. So he really kept, he was really not struggling, but he said this a lot. I don't want extra money for me. I want extra money so I can be able to, so I can give more to others, especially the people that I love. Okay? That's one story. Put a bookmark on that. And let me share my story. And I'm going to tie them all together because this is a revelation that just happened yesterday. Here we go. My story is this. there is someone in my life who is very close to me. I'm not going to say specifically who it is, but he's very close. He's like a brother to me. He's so close. Love this man. He would do anything for me. I would do anything for him. But he's always been under the rule. You ready? Under the rule of a woman. And this particular woman is called his mother. So he's always been beholden, and he's always been connected to the point where he's over 60. And to this day, he will spend every Thanksgiving, every 4th of July, every Christmas, every Passover, every holiday with his mother. It doesn't matter who he's with, it doesn't matter as far as him having a relationship. His mother is number one, okay? That's the story. And I've known him, let's see, how many years? Oh, geez, almost 35 years. And I've always wanted freedom. I've always wanted freedom for him. I've always wanted that for him. You know, let's go back to the first story. Wanted it for somebody else. Okay, here we go. And the other day, we used to hang out together, and we loved watching stand-up comedy. We've been to a lot of comedy shows together. And Gary Shandling, I don't know if you're familiar with Gary Shandling, but he's a stand-up comedian. And on Thursday, he died. And he died at a very, quote, young age. You know, he even said this, Gary Shandling even said this, that nobody says you're young at 66 only when you're talking about death. But I digress. So I was texting him, and I was telling him, did you hear that Gary Shandling died? Again, we used to go to the comedy stores to get comedy shows together. We've even seen Jerry Seinfeld, you know, before he had his own television show. So we were really into stand-up comedy. And so I texted him, did you hear about Gary Shandling? And he texted back. He says, no, I didn't. He says, I can't talk to you now, or I can't text you right now because I'm with my mother. Now, like I said, 35 years watching this wonderful person be attached to his mother. Basically, he is really attached to this woman to the point of his mother is his life first and his life is second. That's just that. And I've had conversations with him about it. I've had, you know, it's just been a long, long journey. If you can imagine 35 years. And when he said, I can't text you right now, or I don't have time to talk right now because I'm with my mother, I went right back into this, and I said, I put it out there, I said to the universe, I said, I wish he could be free. I want freedom for him. Okay? You can feel my intention, right, audience? You can feel my good intention, wanting freedom for someone else. Wanting someone else to be free, wanting someone else to experience this life differently than what he's experiencing it. Okay, you got it? And then let's get back to soulmate, who wanted to have money not for himself but for others. Now, I don't know about what planet you're on, but on my planet, that's really good. that's a good intention, right? And here we go. This was my revelation. That intention that I had for someone else to be free was all ego-driven. And let me explain. All ego-driven. Number one, whatever is happening. Now, I'm not even talking about my life. I got my business. Now I got my nose in somebody else's life. I know what's good for somebody else, right? I know what's best for someone else. That's number one. So you, that's already got the smell of the ego on it. Number two, if anybody was listening or could just hear me, good intention, Rebecca. Wow, how noble, right? But this is what the universe hit me with. These people, whoever they are, loved ones, people that I don't know, are on their own personal journey. It is a journey that is designed specifically for them. I mentioned that the ego has many disguises. So my ego used the disguise of good intentions. Okay? Used the disguise of good intention. But it was all ego-based because, quite frankly, and the universe told me this, this man that I think needs freedom, this person that I think needs to be free or needs to experience a life without his mother with her claws in him, sorry universe, I had to say it like that, with her claws in him, and I say that with love, that is designed by the universe. The universe set it up like that. He needs to experience this. Now, I'm on the outside looking in, and I'm thinking, I wouldn't want to experience that, but that's me. And some things that I'm experiencing, people might look in and say, I wouldn't want to experience that. But see, we're all so unique, and we all have such a beautiful, beautifully designed plan. Now, getting back to the intention, and I'm thinking, what do you mean that's ego-driven? Well, come on, universe. And the universe hit me with something that I have been saying, but I didn't know that it got really this deep, that whatever it is, when I want, I'm just talking about me, when I want or I desire anything different than what is presently happening in this moment, that is all ego-based, ego-designed, ego-driven. Wanting anything else other than what is happening in the present moment, not only for me, but for anybody else, wanting anything different from. Now, then I hit the universe with this story, with this question, because, you know, I'm crazy. I talk to the universe and it talks back. I said, well, wait a minute, universe, wait a minute. What about if I want world peace? What about that? Wanting world peace is ego-driven? Huh? And the universe just threw it back at me. Don't you get it? Wanting anything else other than what is happening in the present moment is all ego-driven. Now, listen to this. All of a sudden, I'm having an epiphany. All of a sudden, I'm having a bow down and a thankful and a gratitude and being grateful for the ego. Because quite frankly, now my ego is my biggest teacher. My ego is my biggest teacher. I could not have gotten to that point. Well, I'm going to say I could not. Who knows where I'm going to say yes or no. But I don't feel I wouldn't have gotten to this place without this whole evolution of, okay, the ego's all negative, negative words, negative in my head, that negative voice, a negative self-talk. You know, some people call it the shadow. You know all of that stuff we talked about, the ego. And then I lumped the ego into, okay, the ego's a five-year-old child, and we don't let it drive, and we don't put any focus on it, we don't give any power to it. To the point that, okay, the ego is a lot of disguises. It disguises itself. Yes, even the disguise of good intention. Huh? Come on. That's ego-driven? Universe, are you serious? But without that, all of that revelation, without all of that happening, and I'm talking about over years, now I get to the point, because I always said that the ego had a purpose. And now I'm realizing that that purpose is to teach and to teach me the difference between the divine and the ego. It was my ego, even though their good intentions, quote unquote good intentions, I still wanted something different for others, others that I love, something different. It is a new concept that, and I'm going to be living like this now, and I was close to it. Now, some people might ask, but what do you mean wanting anything? Don't you want to improve? Don't you want to do something or write the second book or the third book? Don't you want? No, I'm not. What I'm talking about is wanting, desiring anything different than what is going on in the present moment. Who knows what the future is going to be? And I have to say that I'm inspired. Throwing away goals and not having goals. Let me tell you something. I'm busier than ever. And I'm busier than ever because the universe has inspiring me to do things, to write, to make this contact, to do that. But it's not a specific, oh, I have a goal. Because quite frankly, don't let anybody know this. I don't even know if I want to say it. It's going to be so controversial. But even goals are ego-driven. Now, I'm not saying anything's good or bad, but the bottom line. So where does all of this leave us? Where does all of this leave us? What state? Where? Well, I think that this leaves me with living more in the present moment and then just being open to all inspiration. Living more in the present moment without resisting. Living more in the present moment and accepting. And really this focus on others and what the world's going on, it's really even more proof, for me, even more evidence of all of it is in order and everything has a purpose, whether my human eyes and my human head can wrap around it or not. Let me share something else. If you've listened to the show, you know that I listen. Come on, mother challenges a lot, and I talked to I actually called my mother this week, and I called her in the evening, and listen, she's always at home, and for some reason she wasn't there. It was 7:30 in the evening, and then I said, well, come on. 86 years old, scared of the dark. It wasn't dark then, but you know, she loves to be at home, and she wasn't home. So okay. Antenna goes up, called her another 15 minutes. Maybe she's in the bathroom, or maybe she's across the street talking to her neighbor, you know. Another 15 minutes, doesn't answer. Okay, then I'm thinking, okay, what's going on? Where is this woman? Called her back again. She wasn't at home. So then I did something that I never do, because sometimes she never answers. I called her cell phone. Yes, I called her on a cell phone. Late night went, oh, another song. Okay, so I called her on the cell phone, and she answered. I said, Mom, I said, where are you? And you know what this dear woman said to me, her only daughter? I'm not going to tell you. I said, you're not going to tell me. I said, what do you mean you're not going to tell me? I said, where are you? And then I'm thinking, now my ego, or whatever word you want to use, you know, the thoughts run rampant. Is she in the hospital? Is she, you know, she's somebody, you know, what's wrong? Right, all to that. Because I'm not going to tell you. She's never said that to me, ever. Somebody holding her hostage? And I said, why aren't you going to tell me? And then she said, I'm at a friend's house. Anywho, I spoke with her maybe 5 or 6 minutes, and I'm, you know, she's fine. She's not sure. And I said, so you're not spending the night at your house? You're not at home? I didn't say that. I'm not going to tell you anything. So needless to say, I got off the phone, and I was a little flustered, you know, just as this woman can fluster me. And I'm saying that. I'm telling you, as she can fluster me, push my buttons, whatever verbiage you want to use. And I got off the phone thinking, because it's a whole issue. I said, why can't she just trust me? Why can't she just talk to me and trust me and tell me? I mean, she doesn't know this, but I'm her biggest ally. That's going through my head. And the universe hit me with this concept, which again, I have been talking about it and teaching it and really get it. But what happened was I took her distrust, I'm going to use that term, distrust, or her not telling me for whatever, maybe it was something else, maybe who knows why she didn't want to tell me. But I took it very personally, because she says, I'm not going to tell you. So yeah, that's something you take personally. And then the universe hit me with, that's the only reason why you're bothered. That's the only reason you don't think that everything is in order, because you took it personally. If somebody's yelling at me, or somebody's calling me names, or somebody says, I'm not going to tell you, it's very human. It's very human to take it personally. But I'm here to tell you, and I'm here to emphasize again, whatever anybody says to you or however they're behaving, it's never personal. They're behaving in their way because that's the way they want to behave or whatever they want to say, but it's not personal. And so I threw that out there. I said, you know what? Let me get rid of this wanting my mother to have trust or to have a certain a bond with me or any of that, wanting something different than what is the present moment, wanting or desiring something different in a relationship. Again, all ego driven. The ego is, if I didn't have that discomfort, if that feeling or that little blip, you know, what I call the connection, disconnection, even though I'm always connected. But you know, that little, you know, push button thing, if I didn't have that, how could I get to another moment? How could I get to another moment of discovery and expansion? So with that, I said, you know what? I am done. I am finished. I'm complete. Wanting, in other words, wanting or desiring anything other than what happened. And not taking her comments or anybody's comments. See, I really don't take anybody else's comments personally. I really don't. But something about that mother and the universe gifted me with this woman. Who else is going to teach me these things but my mother? Strangers can't teach it. My son can't teach it. Nobody has that connection, whatever that is, nobody has that but that woman. Nobody has that. So she is another great teacher. And quite frankly, remember I talked about being grateful to the ego? Now I'm really getting to the point of really having gratitude because she's one of my biggest teachers. In fact, right now, one of my only teachers, I'm talking about earthly teachers. Because it's funny. People can say things, insult me, whatever they, you know, ignore me, whatever you want to, whatever. Question me, you know, you're wrong. It doesn't matter. I'm not really moved at all. But the universe has given me my mother to teach what I need to learn. And on that day, I needed to remember and connect to, it's not personal. It's never personal. Wanting her to trust me, is again. So I just wanted to throw any of all of that stuff out. The ego now, I'm grateful. I'm recognizing all of its disguises, even the disguise of good intention. Who would have thought that? It's a different way. I can say that I'm going to be living even a different way than I lived last week. Wanting, desiring anything else other than this is the thing. The universe just wants me to be free. And I'm going to tweet this later. It's really not discovering who I am or what's my purpose and who I am on the, you know, really who I am. It's really discovering who I am not. It's really about discovering what is not the truth. The present moment, wanting, desiring. Now, I would probably get challenged with, a lot of people with vision boards and goals and goal setting and wanting something different and wanting to be. And I get that, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine for them. But what I'm saying for me at this point is there's even less, there's less things to do. There's even more freedom. Letting go of all wants and all desires. Okay. Thank you, universe, for that assignment. Well, I'm going to wrap up the show. I have a few people in the queue. Hey, Robert, if that's you, and I know the area code is 919. I just want to say again, happy Easter, everyone, celebrating Easter and spring. Now, next Sunday, believe it or not, I am going to be in Yosemite. What? And hopefully, I have no idea, it's high in the mountains. Hopefully, I'll be able to get Wi-Fi and I'll be able to have a show. But I will be in Yosemite, and I haven't been to Yosemite since, I was in my teens, maybe 17 years old with the family. I remember I've been going to Yosemite every year since I was two. I don't remember when I was two, but I have films of when I was two going to Yosemite. That was our family vacation. Every year we would pack up. We would either stay in a tent. We would stay in a cabin. Sometimes my father would rent a trailer. Sometimes we would rent one of those pull-along tents. And so next week I am going to be going to Yosemite by myself, of course. And it's really interesting traveling all over by myself. I've never used to do that before. I always used to think that travel with somebody, and so it's a really interesting way to travel alone. Listen, if I can go to Iceland all by myself, I can definitely go to Yosemite. So I will be broadcasting live from Yosemite next week. And I just want to remind all of you that, you know, you are here to discover the truth. You're here to discover you. You're here to grow. You're here to evolve. And I'm going to read a quote from Abraham. When you allow a full alignment with the source within you, unpleasant things that may be happening with you will not matter. Instead of being influenced by the unwanted things that are happening, you will be influenced by your alignment with source and with well-being. Again, judging, looking at something and thinking that this is wrong or this shouldn't be happening or I don't want to experience this, this wanting, desiring anything, wanting good health, wanting, desiring long life, wanting a good life. I mean, what? I know it's revolutionary. I know it's not the norm. But I'm gonna have to say I'm on that train. All wants, all desires, all gone. And just allowing the universe to drive. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 7 a.m. Go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. That's RebeccaNorrington. Email me at info@RebeccaNorrington. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Reality Spirituality is on Facebook. And I want to remind you, you are a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing. You're always changing. You're always evolving. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. We're going to connect again next week. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening, everyone. Love you all.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Reality
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Yeah.